AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Two men dressed up as women were involved today in a fatal shooting at National Security Agency headquarters in Maryland.
The FBI says the shooting at the gate of Fort Meade, home to the National Security Agency, is not believed to be terrorism related. Officials say it occurred when two men who were dressed as women tried to ram their way through the gate at the base, which is about 25 miles northeast of Washington, D.C. That prompted a firefight, according to a senior U.S. official who says one person is dead, another person was wounded. The White House says the president's been briefed on the incident, so has Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Former death row inmate Mumia Abu-Jamal has been hospitalized in Pennsylvania, but his lawyer says prison officials won't tell him why. Abu-Jamal is a former Black Panther serving life for the 1981 murder of a white Philadelphia police officer. His conviction was upheld through years of appeals, but he gained international support for his claim that he's the victim of a racist justice system. A brain-damaged man accused of starting a 1996 fire at an Ohio fireworks store that killed 9 people has died at a mental health facility. 8 people killed early today, 10 others hurt when their church van plowed into a canal near Lake Okeechobee, Florida. Nicholas Alexis, one of those injured, says 3 men sitting near him were killed, but he was able to pull one person out of the van.
I can't hit anybody, so I hit their window. I break it. So I pulled one guy because I saw him and his head bleeding so bad.
Members of the Haitian Assembly of God Church were returning from their usual Palm Sunday trip to another church in Fort Myers when the van crashed halfway home. This is AP Radio News. Despite a birth imbalance, a new study indicates boys and girls are equal when sperm meets egg.
About 105 boy babies are born for every 100 girls. It's an imbalance that was first noticed centuries ago. But a study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences suggests boys and girls are conceived in equal numbers. The scientists looked at data on nearly 140,000 3- to 6-day-old embryos screened at fertility clinics. They found the sex breakdown to be basically 50-50. That suggests more girls die before birth than boys. The study also looked at who's more likely to survive at various points during pregnancy. It finds a seesawing pattern as genetic influences take their toll. Warren Levinson, New York.
Encouraging economic data and a batch of corporate deals put investors in a buying mood today, and that sent stocks sharply higher. The Dow rose 264 points, NASDAQ up 56, S&P up 25. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.